Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. FBI Director Christopher Wray finally does something right. He resigns.
Hey.
I can't tell you, and again, I don't know if you're with me or not. You can say, well, come on, Dom. There are bigger things than this with the FBI, etc. This way Trump doesn't have to fire him. Look, I know some people say, oh, I'd rather have the satisfaction. No. This is golden age. We're going after the golden age. Not all we had satisfaction. He's out. That's the key thing. Move on now. Get Cash Patel in there. That's what it's about. How many times did we see him drone on, though, not knowing what the deep state is? What does that mean? I think we, I don't know if we kept that one, Henry. We had it the other day with Christopher Wray asking during Senate testimony about what are you talking about the deep state? Can we clarify that? All right, here's Christopher Wray from old time's sake. Then I'll tell you the thing that really annoyed me with him every single time. Here's what he said when asked about the deep state.
So, Director Wray, I'm going to ask you, is there a deep state at the FBI?
Congressman, I've never completely understood the term deep state. What I can tell you is that we have 37,000 men and women working in field offices all over the country and in LEGAT offices all over the world. And they are people of character, of courage, of principle, of selflessness, and of patriotism. And that's the FBI that I see.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Round and round and round with this guy time after time. So much so, I've seen how little credibility the FBI has anymore. And I've gone from the obligatory that you had to say, well, we're only talking about a small group of people. We're not talking about a small group. We're not talking about the greater number, the majority of people working in the FBI, but we are talking about more numbers than 10 people. Evidence of this, and one of the things, look, I know the big laundry list with Cash Patel, if he's in there, that we want to get to the bottom of. And they might involve all kinds of major things over the years that have been suppressed. But I want to bring in the people that are, I don't care if they've left the FBI, I would subpoena them. These people that were in the Richmond office that put out these memos, and it tells me it was probably going on in other places around the country, that said, we're going to surveil Catholics, domestic terrorism. We're going to take their license and we're going to check them all out in the parking lots. Why? They were going to a mass in Latin. That's suspect right there. Because if they're going to a mass in Latin, they're radicals. They're old school. Get out of the Latin stuff. Et conspiri 220 as an altar boy. I think the mass, I don't have any fetish that the mass has to be in Latin, you know, back to those days and all that stuff.
My mom does Latin mass. I don't get it.
Why
go to,
because
you can't really understand.
I think I can understand. I can't speak for her, but I would tell you what I think it is. It's traditionalism when the Catholic Church actually stood for self. Catholic Church in the past would not allow Biden to go to town on abortion without jumping in. They wouldn't have allowed Pelosi and these others to do various things. They would have been more proactive. They stood for something, whether you agree with them or not. Then the priest scandal.
Yeah.
And other things that they did, which are so horrific. So people, Dan, are comforted by it. I think it, in their mind, maybe it elevates the mass to something more grand to go to the Latin mass. To me, I don't prefer it, but, you know, those are domestic terrorists, though. So Christopher Wray is out. I want these guys in Richmond brought in, every single one of them. This was a perfect example of this. And the bishops didn't stand up on this. They didn't go wild on this. They don't on almost anything, all of them. I want to see what they're going to do when Trump starts deporting people, though. See, this is where they get enraged, and particularly Cardinal Dolan. I only had him on once when I used to do the local cardinal show. And he was very avuncular. He was funny and all that. This guy, though, is typical of the church today. All right, so 855-839-1210, Christopher Wray out. I think Patel is going to get through. Kennedy is the one where there's going to be quite a battle. And I have a story here about Hot Pockets and a Bucks County teen. Yes, and Kennedy.
Hot Pockets.
This is, Dan, I'm not sure where you're going. This, I think Henry might be on my side. I'm not sure about listeners. I like Kennedy a lot. The the chronic illnesses, getting to the bottom of this. There's some areas I think he's a little bit off. But anyhow, we should not say the individual is not responsible for the food they consume and that we should just be able to sue people. A Bucks County teenager, Bruce Martinez, says the Inquirer, was diagnosed at the age of 16 with the illness, quote, that did not exist in children before ultra-processed foods became common in American diets, the lawsuit says. So this kid apparently has type 2 diabetes and fatty liver disease. He's suing 11 food manufacturers. They said he's the victim of predatory profiteering. Now, he admits regularly consuming a lot of amounts of Bagel Bites, Sour Patch Kids, Honey Bunches of Oats, Hot Pockets, Pepsi, Minute Maid, Slim Jims, and Chex Mix, Cheez-Its, and Starburst, and other ultra-processed products throughout his childhood. My point is that the food companies responsible
yes,
for this?
100%.
How so?
Because there are other countries that have
yes.
like limits on this. They're not selling the same products to these other countries. They're selling healthier versions. They're levying on us knowingly unhealthy versions of their products, and we have no access to the healthy versions. I get your point. Had there been access to the healthy versions, say, you know, you can buy the European Cheetos versus American Cheetos, and sure, or Fruit Loops, you know? That makes sense, but we're talking these companies aren't even offering a healthy option. They're just deploying on the American public without any recourse unhealthy versions of what they're offering else worldwide.
A gun was held to the family and the kid to be eating all these quantities of these things, though.
Well, regrettably, for I think lower income people, a lot of times it's their only option.
Well, wait, I don't know if they're lower income.
I don't either, but I'm saying in general that it's a very realistic thing to say that there was no other option than eating these processed crap that was forced upon us.
All right, Henry, what do you say?
I mean, some of that stuff on there, you can't expect to eat it and then be like, oh, why am I fat? Like
right.
Sour Patch Kids and things. Yeah, obviously things like that. But I do tend to agree with Dan a little bit in the fact that, yeah, there aren't other options out there that you can kind of expose yourself to. And with all these, you know, because the name of the game in the grocery store is shelf space. Like, you need to have shelf space. You need to stay on that shelf space. In order to do that, you got to put preservatives and all these additives in to keep that stuff fresh. And you saw what happens with the whatever that Lunchable knockoff is, Dan. I'm sure you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, they were going bad on the shelf after, you know, a week because they didn't have all the stuff in it. So, I don't know. It's a very difficult situation. I don't think you can sue the food companies and then self-admit, like, oh, I eat garbage all the time.
That's what I see. This is the other side of it. I agree with Kennedy, like when we talked about McDonald's and the seed oil versus the beef tallow.
Yeah.
And how that got knocked out. And reforms like that and boxing these people in more. I want
to hear.
Explain
to me, though, why it should be okay for companies to use red dye when they knowingly know what it causes in children after all these studies, and it's being banned in Canada and Europe. Why is that okay for them to do in the U.S.?
Well, because in different countries, there are different standards. There are different rules here about what they allow and what they think is safe and not.
Our standards just on the floor.
So the floor. So why are we allowing the bar to remain on the floor and striving and fighting for
Well, that's an issue to say, should there be a law? I'm not sure about the Canadian thing, by the way, with the Fruit Loops and all that, that's fully accurate. I basically buy into that. And that's a forum. But I don't think people should get rich because this kid doused himself in all these foods. That's what it appears to me to be.
Yeah.
More than.
If you were mixing in some other things there besides like Honey Bunches of Oats and Sour Patch Kids, you know, maybe I get it. Like if you're eating all chicken, you're like, oh, this chicken's all roided up, you know, it's not good for me. Then, you know, maybe you'd have a better argument. But
yeah, so is it impossible to raise a kid? And I know Dan and Maisie are thinking about that and avoid the excesses of this. And I'm the camp that says you can. It's not easy, though. Now, the argument it should be easier that Kennedy say, I'm on board with that. That's true. That's absolutely true. No word on how much this kid ran around either. I'd like to see that. Somebody stopping him on that. Man, Jeff Van Drew is all over the place. Saying it's Iranians. Fox News I'm watching now. I'll be here at 2:30. And also saying he would shoot them down. Is there anybody in America that's saying, don't shoot them down? Now, we heard from Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia that there's some electromagnetic fear here. I don't know where that comes from. That was Mike Testa about whether or not we should shoot them down. So I don't want to go wild here, but that's my instinct, and I think Van Drew is correct here. All right, is it Scott I go to? Scott, right? Yeah. Okay, Scott in Mount Laurel. Hey, Scott, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I'll tell you what, it's great to hear that the FBI director resigned. I pumped my fist when I heard that. That was great news.
Yeah, and I just can't wait. Now, this is not vindictive. This is to get to the bottom, Scott, of how deep it is in the FBI that Richmond office, and was it others, want to go after a Latin mass on a Saturday, domestic terrorism. You can't make that up.
What stunned me was that did he say that they have 37,000 agents?
Yeah, something like that. That's excessive.
That is
also
unbelievable.
Yeah, why do
and
we
what
need
do they
that?
Do? They're,
yeah.
Yeah, that is, that shocked me when I heard that number. But, as far as my side, I'm going with Sam Hinkie.
Oh, you're killing me. That's just killing me. All right, remember
what an
the premise.
Answer, man.
He has helped destroy sports. I mean,
no.
That's just God.
Well, Dom.
Yes.
It goes back to what you said. If you get rid of get rid of the draft, get rid of socialism. But if those are the rules and that's how you have to play to get the best players, and I believe that what derailed the process, so to speak, was when the NBA forced the Sixers to take that guy Colangelo,
yes,
who was horrible and squandered all the assets and made so many bad moves. That basically, yeah, they're still a 50-win team every year based on what Hinkie did, which they weren't before he was the GM, and he's been gone for years and years.
So
they would have a better team if he were still the GM.
The Eskins are down the hall. I should bring the two of them in and have a brawl here over this.
Oh, I'm with Scott on this one.
Exactly. All right, Scott, that's a good one, though. That is a good thing. I get your point when you have to do what you have to do and what you're in, but my God.
Oh, he was absolutely correct.
I'm loving seeing Phil Murphy under pressure here, too, as a little sidebar to what's going on in Jersey. Everybody, where's the governor? Jeff Van Drew making all the news on this, though. We'll be here at 2:30. But first, it's time for...
Here we go.
I'll tell you what the price is, okay?
Money Melody. Money gone.
That is right. We're playing for a pair of tickets today to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, plus Dan Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's on August 8th, 2025. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Big prize today. All right, Dan or Henry, what are you guys
doing? Today it's right? one of my choices. I got a cover song here by a band that is notoriously hated upon, but a lot of times when you mention their name, there's always one person in the room that says, you know what, they're not so bad.
I'm that person.
Yeah, are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, so this band, often hated on, it actually led to a debate on the congressional floor at one point, so there's a big, big clue. Dom, we want to know.
Oh, I know about this.
We want to know who today's cover band is. Take a listen.
I remember that debate, and I'm on the side it says they are horrible.
Are you?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think it's a deserved reputation, yes. Or they're just so tepid, horrible.
The congressperson that's involved says that it's a clear divide between Democrats and Republicans who think they are good versus who think they are bad.
And he says
Democrats are the ones that think they're bad, apparently. So
Maybe
you're leaning a little left there.
Bad is bad is bad. I don't care who it is. I'm going to, you can't deny that. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. We got big tickets prize here. Jump on board. Hit us with the name of that band. That's what we're looking for. We'll get a winner, and you'll be off to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Coming up, more of your calls. Don't forget to. Jeff Van Drew making a ton of news today. He's here at 2:30. Joe Barrow. I'll tell you who guarded his house. Remember, we have this international ring, it's believed. Our buddy Pat Malloy told us about them from Chile originally, burglarizing houses, getting into the country illegally. Wait until you hear who he put in charge of house sitting, and the house still was burglarized. Oh, man, bad quarterback decision. If this guy were in Philadelphia for what he did here, never would you end it. I don't care. He's a great quarterback, but my God, maybe not so good. Dan, did you see who was guarding his house?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay, we'll tell you that in a minute here on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom Money Melody. Where has all the money gone? Show me the money.
Boy, I'm on the wrong side a lot of these today. I say all these things are really bad that we've been getting answers, and people are saying, Ben Affleck, not so bad. And this band, let's hear the clue.
It is like the Ben Affleck of music, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I would say so.
A lot of ZZ Top fans in the chat right now that are pretty angry at this cover. Comparing it to that Taylor Swift Lose Yourself is maybe one of the worst ones we've ever played on Money Melody there, Dom.
Well, anything this band would do. I mean, they're the epitome of mediocre rather than even bad, I think. That's what I remember the debate. I don't care if the Democrats were on the side. Even Nancy Pelosi was on the Republicans wrong on this. We'll play that for you. That debate, but let's go to Pat in Ridley. Pat, who's the band?
You know what, since you said there was a Congress thing, the only thing I could think of was Twisted Sister.
No, that was over the lyrics, I believe, at one point, with the aptly named Tipper Gore. Let's go to Bill in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, what's the answer?
Yeah, Dom, is it Nickelback?
Yes, it is Nickelback, infamous. And Bill, you're the winner. You're off to see some real entertainers. But here's a little bit of that debate that Dan has.
I wanted to change this out of 77,000. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low. And I think if you look at it, Nickelback's your favorite band. I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right. One more reason why there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans. Clearly. Only four?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we know who the Republican was?
That was Rodney Davis, Republican out of Iowa there, saying that Nickelback's his favorite band versus Mark Pocan, a Democrat from Wisconsin.
All right. I'm with the Democrat from Wisconsin on this
one. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a
far left Tom Giordano.
That's right.
Next endorsement for Tim Walz coming. Oh, that's Minnesota, right?
But let me tell you the dopiness of a great quarterback. This guy's playing as well this year. I think he's just on a team that's befuddled. Joe Burrow. We know that you're supposed to house-sit your house because this international ring, it's believed, maybe somebody else, but more likely, they're targeting big-time NFL players. It's easy to know when they're going to be away. So Joe Burrow is going to outfox them, the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback. He places in charge of his home Olivia Ponton. She's an IMG model and an influencer. Oh, boy. So I'm going to put an influencer to guard my house. Bro, we're going away. People know it's a big event coming up. An influencer is going to be house-sitting. Well, apparently she goes out. Then she calls 911 and says, someone broke into my house. Apparently, they can't seem to figure out how to get the cops to respond. The mother does that. Somebody calls New York police. They're in Cincinnati.
What?
Yes. Well, just think of who you're putting in charge of this precious thing with your house. Now, not exactly Einstein's here.
No, I guess
not.
Or
Elon Musk, yeah. My God. It's,
What's the number for 911?
It would be interesting to ask who's, coming off this aside question, who is it you would actually put so much trust in, almost your life or something like that, or your most precious thing?
Mike Ehrmantraut.
Yes, Mike Ehrmantraut. He's going to be there. The guy's going to get the Garrett if he comes in. But putting an influencer and her mom and a model, and apparently they went out shopping. They just broke the back window, took everything.
Yeah, they were waiting on that.
Yeah, and she was just fumbling to call 911, and somebody did call the New York police here. They're trying to sort that out. All right, big story today, though. We've been all over this. And Jeff Van Drew, guy that we love, what he's been able to do, wanted him to run for governor the last time he was on, will be with us momentarily. He was on Fox today saying, from high sources, Iranian, he said first, slash a bit Chinese, are behind this, something about the mothership. He said we ought to shoot them down. I don't know what the counter. I'm going to ask him, well, what are they countering with why we would not shoot down these drones over Jersey? There was something about the electric magnetic pulse. I don't know how real that is. We heard that from people inside the Jersey meeting today. And you don't want that. You know that what the damage that might cause to the grid and infrastructure, et cetera. But they're in highly sensitive areas. Some of these are pretty big. They're not home enthusiasts. We've kind of ruled that out. Dan had a theory. Are they people? Because I saw the cell phone thing, too. Are they trying to track drivers and they're testing this technology out using these drones? Okay. Van Drew says something different. The bottom line in all this, though, is America is vulnerable here. We're not acting. The federal government is paralyzed, and they're not allowing anyone else to act to do anything about this. So we'll get to Jeff Van Drew coming up here. First, let me tell you about my friend and dentist, board-certified prostodontist extraordinaire. That is Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton. So many things that set Dr. Bentz apart. But a lot of the recent conversation technology, not just we used to talk about the 3D printer making your teeth, but the diagnostic part of this is so sensitive, so cutting edge. I don't think you're going to find it in most dentists, maybe not any dentist in the area. I mean, he's got it all here, in addition to his staff and his skill that I've told you about. This allows him, with his technology advantage, to diagnose very, very accurately, consistently. I told you somebody who other people had looked at, no problem. He saw something serious here. This is what you want. This is the dentistry that you get. Dr. Bentz and the team. It's the Bentz Dental Group, solutions for the most complex dental cases. Reach them at 610-272-6949. Get that initial appointment. The website, BentzDentalGroup.com. Say it with a smile, the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time. Jeff Van Drew, very big in the news. Congressman Van Drew stating today on Fox, high sources told him that this was Iranian and mixed in Chinese, and he would shoot it down. okay? I'm talking about the drones terrorizing people over New Jersey. So we'll go to him momentarily here. As you can imagine, he's right in the center of all kinds of things. And just another reason why he's one of our favorites, that he was bold enough to be the one to talk about this directly and try to put pressure on the federal government to do their job, which is to protect America. This is the first thing. We heard from Dawn Fantasia, the assemblywoman out there in Sussex County, who was in the meeting with some of these people, and they actually had not Homeland Security, I forget the terrorism thing, whatever, saying, well, they're not violating the law. They're not violating the law. Are you kidding me? What's going on here? Imagine hearing that. And these representatives, I have to say, are acting in a bipartisan way to put pressure. But the federal government is just saying, we're the federal government. We'll do whatever we want, whenever we want. Now, Jeff Van Drew may be here momentarily. I'm going to ask him about that. Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, as always, you are in the front line of protecting us. Thank you very much for your service in this. What did you say today? We want to hear it from you exactly, that you're hearing about these drones.
So, Dom, you know, I'm on the subcommittee for aviation and transportation, so deal with a lot of aviation issues, and I know a lot of people. And some individuals who have very high clearance, who are very reputable, stable, smart individuals that are verifiable, don't want to give their name. They don't want to get in trouble with the government. They don't want to lose jobs, et cetera, their jobs, but have come to me and said for real that they are very concerned. And here's why they're concerned. In Iran, at the port, there is one of the mother ships missing, drone mothership, where they can launch these drones from these ships. And they believe that they have traveled in the water too close to, relatively close to the East Coast, and they're out at sea. They also believe that they are the ones responsible, obviously, for the drones that they've launched, and that they're extracting information wherever they can. Now, here's what I say. I don't know for 100% that that is accurate, but I know there's something wrong. So let's go through this, Don, carefully. Number one, is it a government plan? Is this a government program? Are they flying drones? We don't even have this drone capability. By the way, we're 10 years behind China. I've been talking about this for a long time. Our radar has holes in it, so we can't pick everything up. We've been talking about this for years. These are the things we really should be doing in government and some of the nonsense we waste time with. We need to get this straightened out. So it's either the government doing experiments, which would be totally irresponsible and awful. But if that's true, then let us know that that U.S. government is doing this. I don't believe that it is. I don't even believe that they would do that. So secondly, is it a commercial enterprise, some big company that has this type of drone capability within the United States? We know of none in the United States. And if they did, would they ever endanger their existence by scaring everybody this way, as well as the government? So we find it hard to believe that that is the case as well. The next case was some backyard hobbyist? No, because none of the backyard hobbyists have anything close to this. Mm-hmm. They are not flying in restricted airspace. They are flying at night, which is allowed. They do have, currently, they shouldn't be. They have lights on them. They're very sophisticated drones, which lead you to the fact that is it somebody from another country, and could it be Iran? There's a real possibility it could. And you know what, Dom? I hope they prove me wrong. But here was the conundrum I had. These people came to me. They said, here's the issue. We just want you to know. You can't, and I'm sorry. I wish I could use their name and that everybody could verify that, but I will keep the bond that they made with me, not to say who they are. They don't want to lose their jobs. They came to me, and they said, this is a real possibility. This is what Iran has, because they have been dealing and purchasing all of this equipment from China, and China is using them as a surrogate. And that we think that this is a real possibility. The Coast Guard has sighted drones out over the ocean. Where are they going?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you also said and I'm in agreement with this, that we should shoot them down. We'd be better able, at least one, to then take a look at this, and we'd have a better chance at identifying what's happening.
Correct. We should take these down. First of all the airspace should be restricted now. Right now, until we get this settled, nobody should be flying drones. Secondly, other than the government or law enforcement at some level, secondly, we need to take these out of the air. So we need to find out how to do it. I don't believe they have volatile liquids on them, but we need to ensure that they don't, because we don't want to create an explosion, which could have an impact on the ground. But we've got to figure out how to take them down, study them, and find out where the heck this is coming from. You know, here's the deal. How dare the government say, well, we don't, this administration, we don't know where they're from, we don't know who they are, we don't know what they're about, but there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You know nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I liken it to this. It's like going to the doctor, Dom, and saying, I've got a horrific pain in my chest. I can't even stand straight. And the doctor looking at you and say, well, I don't know what it is. I haven't run any tests. I don't know what it's about. But, you know, I know that you're okay. Don't worry about it.
Also, we're told by the people at the state level, they're told they can't do anything about it. This is all just the federal government could shoot one of these down. And you represent people in Jersey, your constituents, and us. You stood up today on this, actually trying to move the ball forward on this. Jeff, have you heard there is some talk of electromagnetic pulse here and a fear of shooting them down around that? Have any of these people said anything to you about that?
Nobody has. They have not gone into that, and I haven't, quite frankly, spoken to them about actually taking them down. They relayed the information that it's a real possibility. They didn't say they were 100% sure, but a real possibility this is what it is. By the way, what this shows us, Dom, when we're 10 years behind China, when other countries are ahead of us, America, the greatest nation on the face of the earth, falling behind, now following, not leading, it makes us vulnerable. So stop. We have to stop spending time on, you know, and I don't mean to bring it into this, but I don't know how else to say it. You know, we're spending, you know, millions upon millions of dollars on sex change operations in the military instead of just making sure we're secure and safe for everyone, regardless of whomever you are. This is nonsense. We got to get focused again in this country. We have to be strong. So what I'm saying is, hey, this was presented to me by extremely reputable people who have great documentation on themselves. They are people that have high security clearance. They're concerned. If they're concerned, I'm concerned. And if I'm concerned, I'm not going to hide it. I want people to know. And now I want the officials to tell us the truth, what they do know, which is scary if they hit it. And even scarier, if they're just so out of the loop and so dumb that we don't even know what it is. That's kind of a concern, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. This lack of transparency, I kind of see it as this is what federal government does under certain administrations. They're repressive to individual rights, yet they're not into the game of protection, and they get upset with someone like you and others spreading the alarm on this. Well, what do you think why there's such lack of transparency here to clear this up?
Yeah, and you know what, Dom? I'm going to tell the truth. A United States congressman, and I don't know. That's the point. That's the problem. How can you say what it isn't when you don't know what it is? I mean, there's the deal. So, you know, that's the concern. So I'm hoping that as time unfolds here, and this has been going on for a while, this started on November 18th with the first sightings. And, you know, some people are citing just regular drones, backyard drones. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these drones that are totally significantly different than anything we're used to. So we're going to find out. And, you know, the Pentagon denies that there's any Iranian ship off the coast or anywhere in the vicinity. I hope they're right. I don't know. But then again, if we can say that it's not that, what it is, and I've been told by the same sources that the military is on alert for this. I don't know. We should share that information.
I'm just telling you
what I've been told. Yeah. And by the way, this is not for, you know, a couple goofy guys in their backyard who run drones that called Jeff Van Drew up and said, hey, this is really what we think's going on. It is.
I hear you. And you wouldn't do that. I'll give you the silver lining, too, because you're in the scrum of the media, but maybe consider this the rest of the day. This is reminiscent of the debate over the missile gap with the Soviets way back when. I'm glad the upside is there's a drone gap here. Our knowledge, our ability, you mentioned it with the Chinese. We know about it, but we think, so what? We got a lot of other things going on here. No, this the Trump administration coming in, this would be a way to go. This is something big.
It is. It is. And I'm sure our new president will have his people immediately focus on this and find out what's going on and get us up to snuff, which is our job here.
Jeff, I got a quick question for you, Congressman. Earlier, to Harris Faulkner, you explained that there was record of a purchase that was made between Iran and China. I wonder if you could just rehash that for us real quick.
Sure. And I don't have a million details, but we know for a fact that Iran and China have been working together and that drone technology has been transferred to Iran from China. That we do know. So, again, that is of concern. And you know what? We wouldn't be concerned. I'm not saying to give away secrets. I'm not, tell what our important military secrets are or whatever. But to let us know what is happening, I really do believe the American public deserves that.
Without a doubt.
The public pays our salaries. So I don't want them to say where there's a secret military installation or our most secret technologies. Or, probably everybody around the world knows what they are already anyhow, the way the administration has been. But I do think they have a responsibility to tell people. So when people call their congressman up and say, what the hell is going on? I looked up in the sky and I saw some of the side of a Chevy Suburban flying in the air with flashing lights, that we all have some idea. We go to those in charge, the government, and they say they just don't know. They just don't know, but you're okay.
Yeah, exactly right.
What does that mean, Dom? What does that mean? We don't know what it is, but you're okay. How the hell do they know we're okay?
And again, this is the power of the federal government. This is what the last election was about. I'm linking this with the FBI director, thank God, resigning moments ago. This all comes together. I'm so glad you're the person, though, that they confided this in, and you are out there on this because urgency is needed.
And
people are not going to put up with this for much longer here without wanting drastic action. Dan?
I just got a news brief, too, that Jeff, you sent that letter to President Biden demanding immediate action.
Right.
So thank you for doing that, sir.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep it up. I got a responsibility, and it's to protect and serve just like law, like anybody else. People put me in this position, and I'll say things that maybe are not easy to say, but when I believe something, I tell it. And I thought this was important enough that we have to have good, objective, truthful.
Right.
Analysis of what's going on. Americans deserve that. Whatever it is, Americans can deal with it. We're strong. American people are strong, but tell them the damn truth, whatever it is. We don't know what it is, but don't worry.
Yeah, it's very similar. 100 whales and dolphins wash up on the shores, but nothing to worry about here. We don't know what it is, but just keep them moving forward.
And real quick, I want to bring up, imagine we're worried about the holes in radar right now, and everybody will verify that of any note who knows anything about this. We have real problems and deficiencies with our radar and our airspace monitoring. It would even be much worse if we had the wind turbine, hundreds of them.
Thank you, Congressman. I'm sure we'll talk, but thank you for coming on today, as always.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Great producing today. We have had on all the players here at every level, the state and federal. Your reaction to Jeff Van Drew, the lightning round, said a lot of interesting stuff there that I didn't see because we were on the air then, that a lot of this information came from people that are in the aviation knowledge ability here. And here, where's the urgency? What are the state people going to do to pressure the federal government to do something here, to be upfront again? Not secretive stuff that we don't need to know about, but an answer toward where we are. And I'm watching Biden yesterday talking. Who's in charge here? No one exactly. That's what's happening. Get some ice cream. All right. Lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease the all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Just saw this on Fox, the Pentagon briefing, and their spokesperson said about a question of shooting down and threats and all that. Well, some of that's a decision for the locals. Really? Ah. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Earl, who do you have today?
Well, first off, I just wanted to say I'm rather disappointed. You asked me if I was going to endorse anybody on Monday, and I've come to the conclusion that not a single one of them is worth my endorsement. I mean, talk is cheap. I'm not. Not a single one has offered me a bribe.
All right.
Taking bribes now,
All
Earl.
All right. Well, behind the scenes, you got that Gary of Newtown and Robert of Bensalem conspiring at a breakfast meeting. Yes.
At Dom Show 1210, the vote's currently going on for 2024 Caller of the Year. You're listening to 2023's Caller of the Year. Earl Tacony took himself out of the running. 9 minutes left at Dom Show 1210. Bruce in the Northeast, 54.5% over Drew in Upper Darby, 45.5%.
Narrowing.
Might be able to swing that vote if you get to at Dom Show 1210 if you think Drew should take it.
All right. Earl, who do you have today?
Real quick before I get to my answer, you mentioned the Schuylkill Expressway. Philadelphia was supposed to have three subway systems. We have the Market Frankfort line. We have the Broad Street line. There's supposed to be a Mount Airy Chestnut Hill line running up into that section of the city, but we never managed to develop it. So Philadelphia has a tendency to not develop, making ways to make transportation easier.
I'm okay with no more subways. SEPTA, more crime. That's all it is.
But my answer is going to be Arby's. I've never had an Arby's roast beef, I will be honest. But I did have a deep-fried turkey sandwich before Thanksgiving, and it was very good.
So I think they
get a lot of abuse.
All right. Thank you, Earl, very much. To be continued, we'll see if you get bribed or not. Let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Leslie.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So I did track the balloon, the Chinese balloon from last year.
Yes.
And it went diagonally across the country, north to south. So they couldn't do another balloon, so they're using just the drones now to go in and map the part that they weren't able to get before.
Yeah, and I think the Iranian part, though, is a surrogate doing this stuff versus China. I think that's strong, and that's even more outrageous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's crazy that they can't identify it. You know, how are we so sophisticated, yet we have something within our eyesight with... And we're not able to see what it is or who's, why aren't they following them?
All great questions. We're on it. The bigger question is, Leslie, why in the world do we have no pressure point? All these powerful Congress people, all these people in Jersey, let's face it, at this point, they have no pressure on the federal government. They're being told, we'll do whatever the hell we want.
I don't understand it. It's very... Very odd.
Exactly.
Very odd.
All right, what's the thing that's not as bad as people say?
The police.
Oh, that's a really good one, yeah.
Without them, where would we be? The police are awesome, and a lot of people are automatically in the space of, I don't like them.
Gotcha. Joe of Exton waiting for whoever survives to get to his throne for Caller of the Year. Joe, who do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
John Fetterman burst on the scene as a flagrant eccentric, attending state Senate meetings dressed in shorts and a hoodie. And then, with the passage of time, he has begun to show himself to be a staunch conservative by showing his support for the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Gotcha, Joe. I wouldn't go quite that far, but he's, you know, he's better than I thought he would be, without a doubt. Yes. Henry, who did you like today?
Hands down, the best answer is Scott and Mount Laurels of Sam Hinkie, undermined by his own organization and league.
All right, and I know Dan's going to go with
I'm endorsing Hinkie as well. I like Hinkie and I like Arby's. You had me? You had me, Dom. Yeah.
All right, we'll go under protest with Hinkie here, even though
trust the process.
That's a horrible process. Answer. I hope sorry, Scott, you don't win. That's a process. You got to lose, Scott. That way you'll have a better answer in the future. All right, Rich Cioli is next. We'll follow this again tomorrow. What will happen next? Good for Jeff and Drew. Amazing stuff here. Rich Cioli Show next here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.